们仍然打开罗马书。
Let us open to Romans.
我们再念几节的圣经。
We will read some of the scriptures.
我们先看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们从第三节看到第七节。
Let's read from verse 3 to verse 7.
我用中文读，请 Tony 弟兄用英文读。
I will read in English and Tony in, read in Chinese and Tony in English.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Verse 3.Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus was baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old selfwas crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been free from sin.
我们仍然看第六章十四节、十五节。
We'll continue to read chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
罪必不能做你们的主。因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means.
现在我们再看第七章第四节。
Continue to read chapter 7, verse 4.
第四节到第六节。
From verse 4 to verse 6.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。因为我们属肉体的时候，那以律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主是按照心灵的新样，不按照以文的旧样。
So my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so that we bore fruit for death. But now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not the old way of the written code.
我们继续看21节到25节。
We continue to read verses 21 through 25.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin.
我们再看第八章第一节到第四节。
Let's continue to read chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 4.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法只因肉体的软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man, to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin and sinful men, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
我们再看新约雅各书第二章。
Let's also read James chapter 2.
我们看第八节、第九节、第十节这三节圣经。
We'll read verse 8, 9, and 10.
雅各第二章第八节，经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若遵守这至尊的律法，才是好的。但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
James chapter 2 verse 8. If you really keep the royal law found in the scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, your sin are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumblesAt just one point, is guilty of breaking all of it.
但愿圣灵借着他的话，再一次很清楚地向我们说话。
May the Spirit, using His words, speak to us once again.
我想罗马书是最清楚、最明显的把神的救恩 告诉我们。
I think the book of Romans is very clear in telling us about the salvation of God.
但是若是我们要讲罗马书，我们要解释罗马书，实在不是容易的事情。
But if we have to explain the book of Romans, it is not very easy.
但有刚刚我们所读的这几段的圣经，希望弟兄姊妹能够连贯下去去读。
The passages that we just read, may brothers and sisters be able to continue to read it.
但愿圣经的话能够向我们说话。
May the word of the Bible speak to us.
罗马书可以说是我一个行天路的指南。
The book of Romans is like a road map for me in the way to heaven.
我常常也是欢喜读天路历程。
I like to read the book Pilgrim Progress.
这一本的书呢是本人约翰所写的。
It's written by John Bunyan.
本人约翰受了国教的逼迫，被关在监狱里12年。
John Bunyan was persecuted internationally, was jailed for 12 years.
这个国教就是现在的英国的圣公会。
This church was the Church of England.
你必须要遵守国教的教规。
And they have to follow the rules of the church.
你不能够有自由来解释神的话语。
And you don't have the freedom to express the word of God.
本人约翰在他的生命的经历的里面和国教的教义有冲突。
And there was contradiction between John Bunyan's life experience with the church's regulations.
所以他被关在监狱里12年。
So he was imprisoned for 12 years.
在12年的中间，他用神的话语就写了这一本《天路历程》。
And so in these 12 years, he used the word of God to write this book, Pilgrim Progress.
我想这一本的书不单是英国文学史的一个最有名的著作。
Not only this book is one of the most famous literature in England.
但是也是适合每一个基督徒他们行天路的指南。
And it is also a compass for every Christian to walk the way.
罗马书对我自己的生命的路程来说，也是一个行天路的指南。
And the book of Romans to me is also a compass for me in the way to heaven.
常常我受了许许多多的思想的潮流和神学的潮流。
And I think when I think about all the different thoughts and philosophies.
当我要思考这许多的事情的时候，反而常常叫我的信仰摇动。
And when I think of these, it caused me my faith to shake.
但是我再回到罗马书的时候，
But when I return to the book of Romans,
我就更坚定我的信仰。
And my faith becomes firm.
我所信的乃是在恩典之下，不在律法之下。
My faith is under grace, not under law.
罗马书第六章、第七章、第八章，这是讲到基督徒成圣的生活。
And Romans chapter 6, 7 and 8 is about sanctification of the Christian.
我们不单是有称义的地位。
Not only are we justified.
我们不单是在基督里得着了新的生命。
Not only we have a new life in Christ Jesus.
我们这个新的生命需要给主耶稣基督连在一起。
But this new life must be united with Christ.
我们的生活必须要给我们的主耶稣基督认同。
And we have to be the same with our Lord Jesus in our life.
我们也需要把我们自己献给神，做神的奴仆。
We have to offer ourselves to God as a slave.
这样我们才能够有神圣的生活。
Then we can have a life of sanctification.
但是我们说我们已经受洗归入主耶稣基督。
But we say we are already baptized into Christ.
我们曾经已经在禁词上面已经立约说，我与我的主同时从埋葬从复活。
And we already in the baptistry we have agreed that we are united with Christ in His death and in His resurrection.
但是当我们向前走的时候，
But when we walk forward,
我们的灵的里面就有很多的挣扎。
But there's a lot of struggle in our spirit.
好像我们这一个人，一个基督徒，做了基督徒以后，我们成了一个战场。
It's like when we become a Christian, we become a battlefield.
我们的心中仍然有新人和旧人在里面挣扎。
And inside of us, there's a new man and an old man struggling.
这就是我们必须要经过罗马书第七章的情况。
And that's why we have to go through the what is said in chapter 7.
我们的心中有我们的肉体的老亚当的天性。
And in our body, we have the nature of the old Adam.
但是感谢神， 我们在耶稣基督里， 我们就成了一个新造的人。
But praise the Lord that we can become a new man in Christ.
我们乃至有新的生命。
That we have a new life.
但是这个新的生命， 我们常常愿意靠自己的力量来向前面走属灵的道路。
But many times we rely on our own strength to, in this new man to walk.
我们也常常愿意借助许多的规条， 甚至借助律法来帮助我们能够走成圣的道路。
And many times we want to use regulations and maybe even law, the law to help us to walk.
我们常常误解一首诗歌说成圣需要功夫。
And we sing this song that we need to work to be sanctified.
我们以为说我们要过成圣的生活的时候， 必须我们自己要做许多的事情。
We feel that if we have to do a lot of work to be sanctified.
其实这一个功夫乃是在主耶稣基督的里面所做的。
But all this work actually is done in Jesus Christ.
其实这个功夫乃是靠着圣灵，我们顺服圣灵，跟从圣灵。
And this work is to obey the Holy Spirit and to follow Him.
叫我们能够成就律法的义。
So we can fulfill the righteousness of the law.
保罗在以弗所第二章第十节里面告诉我们。
And Paul said in verse chapter 8 verse 10.
不是靠着我们自己的行为。
It is not through our own work.
不是我们要做成了一个新造的人。
It's not because we want to make a new man.
我们乃是神手中的杰作，神手中的工作。
And actually, we are the workmanship.
神要在你我的身上工作。
And God has to work on us.
圣灵要在你我的身上工作。
And the Holy Spirit is to work on us.
不是我靠着自己的肉体来工作。
Not through our body.
不是靠着我靠着律法来工作。
Not by law.
不是靠着我的才干能力来工作。
Not through my own power and
乃是我自己安息在神的手中。
But to rest in the hands of God.
我们有一件事情非常重要的， 我们乃是愿意顺服在神的手中。
And there's something that's very important, it is to obey.
让神在基督里为我们工作。
That Jesus can, the Spirit can work in Jesus Christ.
我想这是基督徒的 天路的历程,
and this is our pilgrimage in this
world. 不是我们来做,
not for us to do.
那常常我们误解说, 那我们都不要做。
So then we might mistake and then we don't have to do anything.
但是我们不是靠着自己来做,
but it is not to work with by through us by ourselves.
我们乃是要顺服圣灵, 靠着我们的主耶稣基督,
but is to obey the Holy Spirit.
让他做工在我们的里面,
and let him work in us.
我想我们若是自己做比较容易,
sometimes it's easier to do work by ourselves.
我们若是叫一个基督徒, 真正的安息在神的里面, 在主的里面, 叫他来做, 我们在里面做的时候, 我想不容易。
And I think it's not easy to ask a Christian to rest in Jesus and let him work through us.
这是保罗特别的写了罗马书第七章。
And that's why Paul specially wrote chapter 7.
常常人,许多人误解说罗马书第七章是保罗还没有信主的时候的情况。
And some people mistaken that Paul wrote about chapter 7 was his.
当我读了再读的时候,我的结论乃是保罗他重生以后他的挣扎。
And when I read it, I interpret it as his struggle after he was saved.
因为他以前是在律法之下受教育的。
Because he was educated under the law.
他也是一个非常有才干的,有学问的一个人。
And he's also very capable and knowledgeable.
他也是一个非常有规律,一个自己知道怎样的来管制他自己。
And he's also a very disciplined person.
所以他就在一段的时间,
so during this period of time,
可能是在他在亚拉伯旷野的时候, 一个很大的挣扎。
And this could be the period when he was in the Arabian desert.
他刚刚蒙恩以后, 他就没有给一些许多使徒们去请教。
And this was after, just after he was saved, he did not have a lot of time with the
apostles. 他就在亚拉伯的旷野的里面。
And he was in the wilderness in Arabia.
他独自的与神的交往。
And he was in the fellowship with God.
在这个时候,他心中有一个很大的增长。
And this time, inside him, there was a big struggle.
这就是他罗马书第七章的光景。
And this is the condition he was in.
他怎样想到我不靠着律法?
And he was thinking, how can I not do it by
law? 应当我要靠着律法而称义。
How can I not be righteous?
应当我要靠着律法而成圣。
How can I not be sanctified?
我应当要靠着律法来规范我自己能够行善。
We can. How can I not use the law to control me to do good?
但是他都失败了。
But he failed.
最后我们就看到在罗马书第七章的后面。
And then in the latter part of chapter 7, Roman chapter 7.
他就说我越做越糟糕。
He said, the more I work, the more...
他说我真是苦啊,谁能够救我脱离这虚实的身体呢?
He said, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
因为我里面愿意所做的善,我反而不能做。
Because what I want to do, I cannot do.
我不愿意的恶,我反而去做。
And then, what I don't want to do, which is evil,
我看见我里面肉体的当中没有良善。
I see that there is no good that lives in me.
所以他就觉得我越做越糟糕。
And so he thought, the more I work, the worse it gets.
可以说他做了基督徒,真是越做越糟糕。
So once he become a Christian, the more he works,
我若是不追求的时候,我心里觉得很平安。
When I don't want to obey, I feel peace.
因为我知道耶稣的宝血已经解决我罪的问题。
Because I know the blood of Jesus has already taken care of the sin for my sin.
但是我要去追求的时候，我要真正的在属灵上愿意与神交通的时候，
But when I want to pursue goodness, the more I pursue, the more problem I have.
若是一个基督徒他自己一个个人做基督徒的时候就很容易。
If I were being a Christian just by ourselves is a lot easier.
但是他要去传福音的时候,他就觉得越传就心里越不平安。
But if when he goes and preaches the gospel, the more he preaches, the more uncomfortable he becomes.
我若是一个人在家里好好的读经祷告,我心里觉得很平安。
But if I'm only by myself at home reading the Bible and praying, I feel a lot of peace.
我若是要参加教会的侍奉的时候,就给我有很多的苦恼,很多的挣扎。
But I join the services at church, it gives me a lot of problems and struggles.
我若是尽我所能的去做许多事情的时候,我心里很平安。
If I can just do things by myself, I feel peace.
我若是参加同工会,讨论许多事情的时候,我回去心中就很多的挣扎。
But when I go to the co-workers meeting and have to discuss a lot of things, I have a lot of struggle in my heart.
我怎么办呢?
What am I going to do?
我要站在一个正义的立场。
I have to stand in righteousness.
我还是要 随波逐流,
or do I just follow the stream?
我还是要真正的把神的话告诉众同工们,
or I still have to tell the word of God.
我还是说,哦,你们都好,每一个人都很好,你们可以自由,可以随便做,
or should I say, you're all very good, you can do whatever you want.
但是神要,这两个都不要我们。
But God don't want us to do either.
他不是叫我们靠着律法,靠着自己的力量来行正义。
But God do not want us to be righteous through our own works.
他也不是叫我们顺从人肉体的意思,随波逐流。
And He doesn't want us to follow our flesh either.
在这样的挣扎的里面,保罗有一个呼声。
So in this struggle, Paul has a cry.
他说,我真是苦啊,谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
He said, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this?
我看见时间走得非常的快。
And I can see the time pass by very quickly.
我要把今天的所预备的这个话语,我完全的改变。
I have to change a lot of what I prepared today.
我们就一起的针对了保罗最后挣扎的时候有这样的一个祷告。
And we'll focus on Paul's prayer when he has the struggle.
我真是苦啊。
What a wretched man.
你做的基督徒有没有觉得有这样的呼声说你真是苦?
When you become a Christian, do you have this cry?
当我们侍奉的时候有没有觉得我越侍奉越糟糕?
When we serve, we have this feeling that the more we serve, the worse it gets.
这的确是保罗的经历。
This truly is Paul's experience.
这的确真正的许多的神的儿女,也是基督的门徒,愿意行他的路的时候,一个呼求。
It's also a cry out for all the Christians who wants to follow Jesus Christ.
真的,有时候我们用于逃避现实。
Many times we want to escape from reality.
但是有时候我们要靠着自己的力量。
Many times we want to do it.
我们要觉得要靠着律法来成就这样的事情。
And we have to, through the law, finish these things.
刚刚我们读到雅各书第二章。
Just now we read James chapter 2.
我记得第二次我回到中国。
I remember the second time I returned to China.
我就带领我的子女信了耶稣。
I led my niece to Christ.
她非常的爱主,非常的热心。
And she was very zealous and she loves the Lord.
以后她就搬到河南地方去。
And later she moved to Henan.
前两次我回去的时候,
last two times when I returned to China,
她就告诉我说,
she told me,
他说要守安息律,
we have to follow Sabbath.
并且要按照旧约的规条, 那个洁净的规条来吃东西,
and we have to follow the law about cleansing.
可以说在他的健康上是有帮助,
we can see that it was a help to her.
在属灵的生命上, 的确她受了那个律法的捆绑,
but in her growth, spiritual growth, she was bound by this law.
她就引用雅各书第二章,
and she used James chapter 2.
她就是坚持抓住的这一句话,
and she held on to this verse.
你若是犯了律法的一条，就是犯了全律法。
That if you stumble in just one, then you are breaking all the law.
我们觉得现在的祭祀的条例，我们不愿意去守，不要去守。
We feel that we don't need to follow all the regulations of the
church. 但是安息律是在十诫的里面神所命令的。
But the Sabbath is a commandment in the Ten Commandments.
那你犯了守安息律。
So if you break the Sabbath,
那就犯了全律法。
Then you break all the commandments.
所以他就错解了雅各所说的话。
And she misunderstood the meaning of this verse.
那这就是常常我们解释圣经的时候断章取义。
And that means that sometimes when we interpret the Bible, we take it out of context.
其实雅各是说到，经如经上所说的，要爱人如己。
And actually what James was saying was to love your neighbor as
yourself.
And we have to follow this commandment.
It
covers all the commandments.
And
we're often in this struggle.
我们是不是还是要守旧约的律法?
Do we have to obey the
commandments?
Or do we have to observe the Sabbath? And actually, when we come to worship on Sunday,
不是说守安息律, 我们可以称义。
We can be justified. If
我们的是因着我们主耶稣为我们成了救赎。
It's because Christ becomes our salvation.
他不但死在十字架上流出来的宝血洗清我们的罪。
Not only he died on the cross and his blood cleansed.
并且埋葬从死里复活，第三天从死里复活。
And also he was buried and was raised on the third day.
我们今天在这里聚集的时候, 乃是纪念主耶稣复活的日子。
And when we gather today, we're remembering his resurrection.
我们不是单单在复活节的时候来纪念主耶稣的复活。
We're not only remembering his resurrection in Easter.
我们在每一个主日的时候, 乃是纪念主耶稣的复活。
And every Sunday, we're remembering his resurrection.
并且这位复活的主乃是住在我们你我的心中。
And this resurrected Lord lives in our hearts.
我们乃是天天过着了一个复活的生活。
And we live every day our lives as a resurrected.
我们不但是一次的复活。
Not only we are resurrected.
我们乃是要不断的复活。
We have to be continuously.
我们不但是一次的成了一个新造的人。
We're not becoming a new man just once.
我们乃是天天要成了一个新造的人。
But every day we have to become a new man.
一次的成为新人。
One time becoming a new man.
我们不断的继续的乃是在新人的里面长进。
And we continue to grow in this new man.
那就是我有一次到香港。
One time I went to Hong Kong.
我就 人就介绍我去看一位卫理公会的一个领袖。
Somebody introduced me to a Presbyterian
Methodist.
A Methodist leader.
我去看他的时候，他就给我说一件事情。
And when I met him, he told me one thing.
他说，某某传道人就来给我说。
Somebody came and told me that I was not truly reborn. And many people feel that these Methodist ministers are not reborn.
他就告诉我说，我告诉他说，我乃不但一次的重生，我乃是要天天的重生。
He said, I tell these people, I'm not only born again just once, but I, every day I'm born again.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们得着了主耶稣复活的生命,
we have the resurrected life of our Lord.
乃是天天要活出来,
and we have to live it every
乃是天天要复活,
day. And so every day we have to be
resurrected. 这是真正的一个基督徒,
and this is a true Christian.
今天我们守主律,
today when we come to
我们为什么不守安息律?
Why don't we observe the Sabbath?
因为我们不在律法之下,
because we're not under the law.
我们乃是在恩典之下,
we are under the grace.
罗马书第六章告诉我们说如何的脱离了罪,
Romans chapter 6 tells us how we can be released.
我们不受罪的辖制,
we're not controlled by the sin.
我们从罪的里面得着了自由,
we're freed from sin.
不是我逃避神将来,
and not we're trying to escape the
judgment
of sin. But today we can not sin. And we can be freed from sin. And that's the main topic in chapter 6 of
Romans.
So I can be offered to God as a holy.
但是我们脱离罪还不够,
not only it's not just to be released from sin.
神的恩典乃是全备的恩典,
and his grace is his
complete. 他的恩典不是给我们一半,
and he's not just giving us.
有的人觉得说神为我们做一半,
some people think that God gives us half.
以后我们也再做一半,
and we have to finish the other.
只要神人合一,
then we can work together.
这是大错的错,
and this is wrong.
我相信神有主权,
I believe God has.
我相信我有责任,
I believe I have responsibility.
但是责任不是说我来成就,
but the responsibility is
我的责任乃是让神成就在我的身上,
but my responsibility is to let.
我想这一个非常非常重要的一个概念,
and this is a very important concept.
这也是一个非常非常重要在你我的生命的里面如何能够蒙神的喜悦悦纳,
and it is very important to be in our lives so that God will be pleased.
这也是我们在律常的基督徒的生活的里面能够站立的稳,
and that's how we can stand firm in our everyday life as a Christian.
我们不但不受那个罪的影响,
not only we're not affected by sin,
我们也不受哪一个人规条、人的想法、人的做法的影响,
and we are not affected by the regulations and how people.
我们单单的靠着神的恩典,
so we only rely on God's grace.
这是第六章第十四节已经告诉我们说，我们不在律法之下，乃是在恩典之下.
And that's what Chapter 6 verse 14 tells us that we're.
我的祷告就是希望每一个人真正从罪里面得着的释放.
I hope that everyone here can be freed from the sin.
我也不断的祷告，希望每一个人都能够从律法的里面得着了自由，得着了释放.
I also hope that everyone can be released from the law.
我们有应当我们负的恶.
We have a yoke that we have to.
这个恶乃是主耶稣 他给我们的恶,
and that's the yoke that Jesus gave us.
我们不是负那个律法的辖制,
and we are not to be under the law.
这是罗马书第七章,
and that's Romans chapter 7.
但是好像第七章里面都是失败,
it seems like Romans chapter 7 is all about failure.
这个失败不但是他靠着了自己的力量,
this failure is not only just because
保罗几次的说道, 我立志由得我, 只是行出来又不得我。
He said, I want to do it, but I cannot.
我不是说我们不要立志做什么事情。
I'm not saying that you should not have try to.
但是不是靠着我的意志能够成就许许多事情。
But it is not through your will that you want to complete these things.
我们还是人定胜天，还是让天来成就。 给我们能够有一个旨意，让我们去定义。
Is it our will that decide what the heaven wants to do, or is it the heaven that?
这是一个非常大的分别。
There's a big difference.
我们不单是不受人意的影响。
Not only we're not affected by people's thoughts.
我们也不受那个律法辖制的影响。
We're also not affected by the law.
我在这里不是说我们不要律法。
I'm not saying that we don't need the law.
常常我们说非律法主义。
And there's some thoughts that we don't need.
我们自由了，我们什么律法都没有。
We can be free. We don't.
这叫做非律法主义。
非律法主义。 That's not legalistic. Not legalistic.
但是另外一个极端就是。 他要靠着律法，就叫做律法主义。
But there are some that they want to do it by the law. It's called legalistic.
但是若是我们能够靠着圣灵，住在我们里面的圣灵，
If you are willing to rely on the spirit that lives within us,
这就是刚刚我们读到罗马书第八章，特别是第四节。
And that's just now when we read Romans chapter 8 verse 4.
神的意乃是要成就不随从肉体，乃随从圣灵的人的身上。And
it's we do not need to follow the requirements of the law, but follow the requirements of the spirit.
我们在这样的挣扎失败的时候，And
when we fail under the struggle,
显出神的恩典。
It shows God's grace.
当神让我们去做的时候，任凭我们去做的时候，
When God let us do whatever we want,
可能在世界上我们会有成功。
Maybe we might have success in the world.
但是我敢说，在属灵的里面是一个大失败的。
But I can tell you that in the spirit, it's a big failure.
感谢神让保罗有这个失败的感觉。
Praise the Lord that he let Paul have this feeling of failure.
让保罗能够现在觉得我真是糟糕的。
When he can feel that he is bad.
我们都告诉人说，做基督徒有平安，有喜乐，有安息。
And when we tell people that when you become a Christian, you have peace and joy.
我们要求什么，神就给我们什么。
And whatever we ask the God.
但是现在保罗说，我是一个很糟糕的基督徒。
But now Paul said that I'm a very bad Christian.
但是在保罗觉得很糟糕的时候,
But when he feels that he is
他发现自己是背着了一个必死的身体,取死的身体。
And he found that he is have a body that of death.
在罗马当时的律法,
And during the time and in Rome,
若是你杀一个人的时候,
If you kill somebody,
这个死人要绑在这个活人的身上,
and this dead person would be bound to this live person.
他的眼睛要对着眼睛,
and the eyes match.
他的口要对着口,
and the mouth against.
他整天的就是要跟死人必死的身体绑在一起,
and the whole day he would be bound to this.
为什么这是罗马律法的规定？
Why is this a Roman law?
现在保罗就用这一个比喻来形容他属灵上的事情。
And so Paul uses this law to describe his spiritual.
保罗想靠着律法得以称义。
And Paul wants to through the law become righteous.
保罗想靠着律法得以完成。
He wants to through the law become perfect.
但是他立志为善，有的我行出来，有不得我。
whatever he continues to want to do good.
这个时候, 律法就在哪一个地方定罪?
And that's when he was condemned by sin.
就告诉保罗说你是受咒诅,
and said, you are cursed.
所以保罗就发现说, 我一直地绑在哪一个死人的身上?
So Paul found, feel that he is bound to this dead body.
我怎么办?
What am I going to do?
我需要解脱,
I need to be freed.
我需要得到释放,
I have to be released.
这个时候他就祷告,
and this is when he prayed.
他祷告谁呢?
Who did he pray to?
他祷告仍然救他的主耶稣基督,
he prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的祷告仍然呢, 祷告在十字架上, 为他死的结位的主耶稣,
he prayed to the Lord who died for him on the cross.
他的祷告也是祷告这个从死里复活的主耶稣基督,
he's also praying to this resurrected Lord.
但是他得着了回答,
and he has an answer.
他说谁能够叫我脱离这取死的身体呢?
He said, who can rescue me from this body of death?
但他放下他自己,
when he put it, let himself go.
保罗在这里讲到律法有31次,
he talked about the law 3 times.
Yes. 保罗讲到自己的时候，我是有47次。
When he say I, that's 47 times.
保罗这个时候完全充满了，他靠着他自己能够在律法上能够成就成圣的功夫。
And he talks about his work that was completed through by himself through the law.
但是他完全的失败。
But he completely failed.
当失败的时候，他回到主的面前。
And when he failed, he returned to God.
他仍然依靠这位为他钉十字架的主耶稣基督。
He trusts this Lord that is died for him on the cross.
为他从死里复活的主耶稣基督。
And this who resurrected for him.
他现在得着了解脱。
So he is now released.
所以他下面说, 靠着我们的主耶稣基督, 就能脱离了。
So that's why he said, through our Lord Jesus Christ, he can.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是不是也背着了这一个必死的身体?
Brothers and sisters, are we still carrying this body of death?
像本人约翰, 他背着了一个罪的包袱在背上。
It's like this John Bunyan who's carrying the burden of sin on him.
一直在他在路上遇见了许许多多的难处。
But until he meet all these difficulties in his way,
他就经过那个忧郁潭，就跌到那个忧郁潭的里面。
And he fell into this pond.
他遇见了哪一个事法，就是那靠着律法的哪一个人，就指示他的道路。 他就到了哪一个西乃山,
and he went to the Mount Sinai.
一直他的包袱没有办法掉下来,
and his burden cannot be shed.
我想本人约翰在他的心灵的里面也是有极大的一个呼求,
and I'm sure that this John Bunyan also has this cry inside of him.
真是苦啊, 我什么时候这个包袱, 这个重担能够脱下来?
What a wretched man I am. When can I shed this burden?
于是他到了加略山, 到了十字架的旁边,
until he come to the cross.
靠着我们的主耶稣基督,
and through our Lord Jesus.
他的宝血不但是洗清我们的罪,
his blood not only cleansed our sins,
成了我们的救赎,
become our salvation.
并且当他钉在十字架上的时候,
but when he was crucified,
这个时候我也与他同死,
and at the same time we're crucified.
他的死我也有死在里面,
and when he is dead, we died with him.
所以我们每一个真正信耶稣的人, 我们敢说我已经死了,
and all the, if you're a true Christian, you can say that I am dead.
虽然这个时候不是主观的经历,
Even though this is not a subjective experience.
但是神为我们预备了这个恩典,
but God prepared this grace for us.
这个恩典已经我们包括在他死的里面,
and this grace is included in his death.
也是包括在他复活的里面,
it's also included in his resurrection.
我们若是死了, 律法就没有办法定我们的罪。
And if we die, then the law cannot condemn us.
我们若是死了, 罪不能够在我们的身上发生作用。
And if we're dead, then sin has no power over us.
但是我们需要靠着我们的主, 拯救我们的主耶稣基督。
But we have to obey and rely on Jesus Christ.
我们需要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵。
We have to rely on the Spirit that lives in us.
我们完全地顺服他,
and we completely obey him.
完全地跟随他,
completely follow him.
这样律法的义就成就在我们就不顺从肉体, 只顺从圣灵的人身上。
And then this law will become righteousness for us in when we follow the Spirit.
我花了好几个月的时间来读这一章圣经。
I spent many months to read this chapter.
我应该要拒绝高弟兄给我的建议来传这样的信息。
I should have rejected.
我相信当中有很多不同意的。
I think a lot of you may not agree.
但是这是非常宝贵的真理。
But this is a very precious truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们靠着主耶稣的宝血。
Lord, brothers and sisters, when we
我们不但要从罪的里面得到释放,
not only we have to be freed from the sin.
我再说我们可以不犯罪,
and we say we don't have to sin.
我们已经有不犯罪的自由,
we have the freedom not.
为什么我们又把我们自己卖给罪,
but why do we sell ourselves?
让罪在我们的身上做王做主,
to have the sin control us.
让我们真正的成了一个自由的人。
So that we can become truly free.
这个自由不单是罪的里面得到了释放,
not only are we freed from sin,
我们也从律法定罪咒诅的里面得到了释放,
but we're also freed from condemnation from the law.
律法是血盟的师父,
the law is our teacher.
律法是叫我们知罪,
the law is to, so that we know what sin is.
律法是惹动怒气的,
and the law is also stirs up anger.
这许多都可以帮助我们的肉体,
all these can help our body.
但是在心理上我们乃是有主也是爱的律法, 圣灵在我们的里面。
But in spiritually we have the love of God and the Spirit in us.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌我们的心中,
the Holy Spirit poured God's love into our hearts.
叫我们行天路行上行义路, 不是靠着外面的环境来辖制我们。
So when we do good and become do righteous things, it's not through,
乃是我们里面的一个生命, 圣灵在我们里面的受工, 爱的律法来做许多的事情。
It's because of the law of the love that is in our heart to for us to.
我相信我们每一个人都有这个经历。
Every one of us should have this.
特别已经结婚的人。
Especially those who are married.
我想若是说太妻子的律法规定, 我想来做事这个丈夫实在还是不得自由。
And if you follow the law of the wife, then the husband is not free.
若是啊, 丈夫是为着爱妻子的缘故来替妻子做许多事情, 我想这是值得的。
And if the husband wants to do things for the wife because of love, then it is worth it.
神要你我能够在他的爱中活着。
And God wants us to live in his love.
这个爱不是说没有公义。
And this love is not without righteousness.
这个公义神已经为我们做成。
And this righteousness is already
我们乃是在他的生命的里面,
we have to be in his life.
我们在他圣灵的里面,
in the Holy Spirit.
在爱的律法的里面,
in the law of love.
但是有一个条件,
But there is one condition.
我们需要完全的投降.
We have to completely surrender.
我们需要完全的奉献.
We have to completely offer ourselves.
我们需要完全的跟随.
We have to completely follow.
我们需要完全的顺服.
We have to completely obey.
让我们低头做祷告.
Let us bow and pray.
恩主，我们感谢赞美你。
Gracious, gracious God, we thank you.
你把这样的至真的律法启示给我们。
You give us this law to.
求主，愿你的圣灵做光照的工作。
May your Holy Spirit enlighten us.
也给我们的力量。
And give us the strength.
叫我们能够愿意顺服在你的面前。
So that we are willing to obey you.
因为既然做你的门徒,
to be your disciples.
因为跟随你,
to follow you.
也叫我们把自己放在你的面前,
and to place ourselves before you.
让你来工作,
and let you work in us.
主啊，不但叫我们能够知道你的旨意,
not only let us know your will.
也叫我们有一个顺服的能力,
and give us the strength to obey you.
更是能够有你的爱充满我们。
And also have your love fill us.
我们求你祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
在这些年间能够行走在你的正路的上面。
And in these times to walk in your true way.
不是靠着我们自己的势力。
Not because of our own strength.
不是靠着自己的才能。
Not of our knowledge.
乃是靠着圣灵给我们的力量。
But by the Holy Spirit to give us the power.
继续地祝福每一位的弟兄姊妹。
Continue to bless everybody's in.
好让我们在美丽的生活的里面能够成为圣洁。
That we can be holy in the everyday life.
能够结果荣耀给你。
And to bear fruit and glorify you.
我们真的祷告靠耶稣基督的圣名求的。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.